Good evening, Robert. Welcome to the Space Show.
Good evening.
I believe you've discovered an asteroid. You've been involved in the discovery of an asteroid recently.
Yes, in the last week, there was a very interesting asteroid discovered in America. It seems it's much more distant than any asteroid that's ever previously been discovered. And exactly what the object is, we're not sure. It could possibly be some sort of distant comet, but it looks to be like an asteroid. An asteroid is a lump of rock, whereas comets are usually gaseous ices with gases around them and dust. But this looks like an asteroid. And why it's out where it is beyond Jupiter, nobody really knows.
Well, how big is an asteroid normally?
Well, asteroids can vary from the largest, hundreds of kilometres, down to whatever size you want to choose as a cutoff. There's millions of asteroids larger than hundreds of metres, and if you want to go down to the size of dust particles, there'll be billions of these bodies orbiting around the Sun.
We usually give them another name, though, don't they, when they're that small?
Well, yeah, the smallest particles are just generally called dust or meteoroids. Typically something about the size of a pea or slightly smaller when it hits the Earth's atmosphere we see as a shooting star. The sort of objects we're searching for and discovering are typically of the order of tens of meters upwards. The smallest objects that have currently been discovered from the Earth's surface are about 10 meters across.
So you can see asteroids 10 meters in size. How far away would they be?
To discover something as small as 10 metres, they have to be very, very close, because otherwise they'd be extremely faint. And there have only been about half a dozen discovered that are smaller than about 50 metres.
And where are most asteroids?
Almost all asteroids are between Mars and Jupiter. That's called the asteroid belt. In fact, in the early days, when the only the larger, brighter planets were known, before the discovery of Pluto, there was always this idea that there should have been a planet between Mars and Jupiter, because the planets seem to have a regular spacing out from the Sun, and it was thought that this regular spacing had some meaning, had some physical meaning, and there seemed to be a gap between Mars and Jupiter. Eventually one was discovered that was almost exactly where it was expected to be, but it was much smaller, and then another was discovered, and a third and a fourth, and these four asteroids seem to suggest that maybe there had been a planet between Mars and Jupiter that had broken up. But the current belief is there was probably never a large object there, that the gas between Mars and Jupiter that condensed into the asteroids maybe formed about half a dozen bodies which subsequently collided with each other and broke into the millions of asteroids we see today. So the bulk are between Mars and Jupiter, but some of them get thrown into erratic orbits that make them pass close to Earth, and that's how we see the small asteroids.
Any chance of those ones hitting the Earth?
Well, it's certainly happened in the past. I mean, there's no question that places like Meteor Crater in Arizona, and there was the large explosion in Siberia, in Tunguska, in 1908. Certainly there's objects that are quite sizable that do collide with the Earth, and there's no question that the objects which are being observed passing close to the Earth could one day collide with the Earth. At the moment, there are no objects being monitored which are on collision courses, but we're only monitoring such a tiny fraction of the objects we know must be there, that it is inevitable a collision will occur, unless the object could be discovered beforehand and somehow diverted from collision.
And what's the significance of the latest discovery?
Well, the latest discovery is significant. It completely breaks the rules. It's possible there may be other asteroid belts out beyond Jupiter. Calculations suggest they wouldn't last for millions of years. So in other words, if there are asteroids there, they're probably not from the initial stages of the creation of the solar system. They're probably objects that have been thrown into there from the asteroid belt or been captured from the further depths of space. At the early stages, in fact, the discovery at the time we are talking has not yet been announced. When it's announced, we'll have a better idea of really what it is. But until we have an accurate orbit and we know its path around the Sun more accurately, it's difficult to say really what it is. It could possibly be some sort of comet.
And what have you been doing about it here at Siding Spring?
Well, yesterday evening when I first heard of it, I was asked to try and get some photographs of it or take images with some of the larger telescopes. So last night, one of the astronomers agreed to take some electronic images, like video images, and these show the object moving very slowly over the course of an hour. Being so far away from the Earth, it's moving extremely slowly, which was why it was discovered in the first place, because it was moving unusually slowly. And from these images, we can accurately measure its position. And coupling these positions with the discovery observations made in America, we can accurately track its path around the Sun. And hopefully, once these images are measured tonight and reported, we'll have a much better idea of what sort of object the new discovery is.
So it's quite an exciting time then for you, isn't it?
Oh, very much so, yes. It's all part of the fun.
I guess you'd rather be doing your measurements now than sitting here talking to the space show.
Well, the people I'm reporting them to are asleep in America at the moment, so I've got a few hours before they wake up and expect to get them.
Well, we'd better not take up any more of your time then. Thanks, Robert, for joining us on the space show.
Okay, thanks very much, Andrew.